Talking now with Manchester by the Sea Police Chief Todd Fitzgerald. And Chief, we just got a press release this afternoon from John Guilfoyle's agency about a possible threat to a school in Manchester by the Sea. Could you tell us a little more about what has happened today and what prompted all of this?
So earlier this morning, the school resource officer received information of a possible some concerning statements that may involve a threat to the Manchester Essex Regional School District. So with that, we formed our safety team, which is we meet every quarter, but it's a joint effort between us, the Essex Police Department, and the school administrative staff to determine if the threat was actual, credible, and then what the next steps were going to be.
What is the protocol? Because as a teacher, I know we had crisis management teams, but that was for after the fact. This is preventative stuff, I presume. So what is the protocol for police officers in the area, and what do how do people report these kinds of things?
Well, they can report them, you know, to anyone. Obviously, call 911 if you think there's something that needs immediate, you know, attention. You can report it to a school counselor, a school principal, or a police officer, you know, at any time. But once we determine that there's this possible threat or statement out there, then we assemble the safety team that's already in place with the school district, and we, you know, go from there to start our investigation.
And you're also working in tandem, I presume, with Chief Francis over at the Essex Police Department?
Yep, Chief Francis and I have known each other a long time, and we, you know, work pretty well together. So this is, you know, since it's a regional school district and there's all kinds of Essex students there, then this is a regional and effort on both police departments.
And finally, Chief, is there an ongoing kind of either training or get-together or meeting in terms of your police department, other police departments, or anything coming down from the state or any other safety thing? Because this is, you know, as a former teacher, it's scary as hell.
Yeah, no, I know it. And, you know, we take every threat or every statement that, you know, is reported to us very, very serious. And, you know, we have to dot our I's and cross our T's and make sure that everyone is safe, because that's the end goal, to make sure the entire student body, or, you know, teachers and faculty are safe. So right now we're actually going to form a crisis intervention team or a team that is kind of with Manchester, Essex, and Rockport and the other Cape Ann communities. We're going to have training coming up at the end of the year, and hopefully we'll have this threat assessment team ready and available that is trained, and so we handle these things even quicker than we did today.
Okay, one more final question, Chief. Sorry about that. But does your staff and maybe Paul's staff too, do you meet with faculties from time to time, or does this strictly go to administrators and it's up in the school system and it's up to them to send it down?
Well, it's kind of up to them to send it down. The safety team that's already in place is a combination of administrators and faculty.
Chief, I'm going to talk to you on a more pleasant note later on, but in the meantime, thank you so much for that information. It's terrifically helpful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Rick.
Take care, Chief. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
It's Chief Todd Fitzgerald of the Manchester-by-the-Sea Police Force. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.